across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
Sometimes a small idea turns into a very large thing. That was the case in the town of Houston, Minnesota. They didn't realize they were about to begin an event that would soon result in people flying and driving from hundreds of miles just to attend it. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Carla Bloom had no idea her career would stretch back to some early days in the hayfield.
I grew up on a farm. My interest was birds of prey because when I raked hay, the hawks would follow me around. So that's kind of where my interest in raptors came from.
She went to college, married, and settled in Houston, Minnesota. In 1996, a bike trail was extended to the town, and there was interest in developing a nature center as an attraction for cyclists. Carla's work with birds and her degree were a good fit for the programming that would be developed for such a center.
So I thought, well, my interest is birds of prey. My falconry bird is not suitable for doing lots of education programs. Let's get a non-releasable education bird.
She was able to locate a great horned owl, and she wound up bringing a bird named Alice here to Houston, Minnesota.
She's what I did programs with, and I got her in 98. So by the time the Owl Center was built in 2001, she's what everybody knew. So she was kind of the star of the show. And I was very aware that a town of less than 1,000 people does not have a nature center solely for environmental education programming. It was about tourism.
So Carla decided to have an event to celebrate Alice, the great horned owl's birthday.
We'll call it an owl festival. We'll bring in some live owls. We'll do some fun family things. And that first year, 300 people showed up, which is an awful lot for a town this size. So we thought, hey, that was pretty good. Let's keep doing it. And within a few years, we had people flying here from California, New York, Alabama.
Carol was surprised by the interest in owls, and things just kept growing from there, including a place you can visit today. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Houston, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
The structure of American agriculture keeps shifting toward fewer but larger operations as consolidation continues across the countryside. The latest USDA Farms and Land and Farms report shows the U.S. had 1.865 million farms in 2025, down from just over 2.02 million in 2018. In the meantime, land and farm slipped only modestly to 873.9 million acres. And because farmland changed little while farm numbers fell, average farm size climbed to a record 469 acres. Now, the trend reflects long-running economic pressure, higher equipment cost, labor shortages, and thinner margins, which make it harder for smaller operations to remain viable without expansion. So many retiring operators not replaced by new entrants. It allows neighboring farms to absorb acres. Shift changes how production decisions ripple through rural communities. Fewer operators now manage a larger share of output, concentrating risk and marketing power into fewer hands. Patterns suggest structural change rather than a temporary cycle, reinforcing expectations that farm consolidation will continue shaping rural economies and land markets in the years ahead. Producers entering this year still face tight margins despite the improved headline farm income, as much of the recent rebound came from policy support rather than stronger markets. Economists at Ag America Lending say the financial outlook remains strained, especially for crop producers facing high costs and volatile prices. Government program payments surged by more than 200% in 2025, stabilizing balance sheets, but the support may be temporary. Report warns long-term plans built around subsidies could leave operations exposed if payments decline or policy priorities shift. Credit conditions remain restrictive. Higher for longer interest rates are affecting operating loans, equipment financing, even land refinancing, with beginning farmers and borrowers using variable rate debt facing the greatest pressure, while grain and cotton margins remain particularly tight. Livestock operations, especially cattle, currently hold a comparatively stronger position. Energy markets sending conflicting signals to ag, though, with lower long-term fuel prices, but continued short-term volatility in heating and fertilizer inputs. U.S. Energy Information Administration's February short-term energy outlook projects Brent crude oil averaging $58 per barrel this year, $53 next year as global production continues to outpace demand and inventories build. And despite the recent geopolitical disruptions, expanding output worldwide is expected to keep diesel and fuel costs generally softer over time. Of course, Natgas telling a different story in the near term. Henry Hub price averaged $7.72 in January after winter weather tightened supplies. Storage levels now projected to end the winter about 8% lower than previously expected. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Wood Hull for special financing or cash discounts.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. 2026 marks 8 years since the last farm bill was written and voted on. Despite repeated attempts at crafting a replacement, Congress hasn't been able to get one across the finish line. Chair of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson, though, says he's ready to give it another shot. I'll have details after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jacob Sosby, branch manager of the Nutrien Ag Solutions facility in Santa Rosa, Texas, and I asked him when corn planters in South Texas would start to roll.
We've got corn out of the ground right now. They try to plant it early, and we will plant late January, early February for corn.
All right, so the growing season is off and running in South Texas. Tell us a little bit what you're hearing from your growers about challenges or opportunities as they look out to 2026.
I don't think any farmer is going to look at 2026 and not have a list of challenges that's going to be in front of them. Cash flow is really front of mind. Trying to create a farming system that gives them the units and the care that they need for their crop, but also keeping cost in mind. We're having daily conversations on how we can increase efficiencies with N, P, and K, choosing the right varieties to make sure that we are getting our cost and value in an appropriate spot. I've worked for a long time with Nutrien, but this season seems to be one where we are intimately connected with our growers and their decisions.
To learn more, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Well, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania released the text of his latest Farm Bill proposal on Friday. It's called the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2026. At 802 pages, the bill has been called a skinny farm bill because Congress did already address some of the major provisions last summer in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, like increased funding for crop insurance subsidies. Thompson said in a statement that a new farm bill is long overdue, and this represents an important step forward in providing certainty to farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. The committee is scheduled to begin discussion of the bill on February 23rd. Now, this bill proposal would expand disaster assistance program, including the tree assistance program for orchards, and it would add plant pests to the definition of a natural disaster. It creates a consistent framework for the USDA to provide disaster aid to specialty crops across administrations, and it establishes standing authority for ad hoc disaster relief through block grants to states. For credit on the farm, the proposal increases guaranteed operating loan limits to $3 million and guaranteed ownership loans to $3.5 million. Other provisions in Thompson's proposed bill address on-farm storage by expanding low-cost financing options. The bill would tweak dairy risk management assistance by adjusting the dairy promotion expense calculations, and it would include a provision ensuring farmers can access marketing assistance loans even during government shutdowns. However, the proposal faces pushback from Democrats. Ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Angie Craig, said the bill fails to meet the moment facing farmers and working people, noting that of the 274 provisions Democrats submitted, only 28 were accepted. Craig urged Republicans to work on a truly bipartisan bill before it's too late. I'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to risk management, you need an advisor who understands everything you're protecting. Crop Growers agents are on Northeast farms every day. We work with integrity and understanding, not commissions. We understand agriculture, your business, your financial risks, and we're ready to help navigate 2025 policy changes affecting your options in 2026. The deadline for spring coverage is March 15th. Contact your local Farm Credit East office to schedule a free policy review with an agent or row crop specialist.
The federal farm bill authorizes everything from commodity programs and crop insurance to conservation initiatives and nutrition assistance. Without a new bill, programs operate on an extension basis, which can create uncertainty for long-term plans. Hopefully, Congress can find enough common ground to get this new farm bill accomplished. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the Ag Radionet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages.
Supreme International is bringing its legendary know-how to an all-new standard lineup of TMR mixers, except there's nothing standard about it. With the Precision Ag Series, every model is purpose-built for how you feed. From once-a-day mixing to commercial operations and everything in between, there's a Precision Series TMR mixer to fit. Maximize your uptime, consistency, and efficiency with the reliable performance Supreme is known for. Talk to your local Supreme dealer today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Producers, economists, agribusiness, and even lawmakers have been sounding the alarm for months that the farm economy is dire. High input costs, low commodity prices, and several years of downturn have farmers staring at a red ink puddle. Reality felt across the nation, further illustrating 2026 farm sector income forecast. Farm sector income set to decline further this year, even after farm program payments and emergency assistance is figured in. American Farm Bureau Federation economists say USDA projects net farm income will slip lower in 2026, remaining roughly $48 billion, or 24%, below the record highs that were reached in 2022. All of this underscoring generational downturns in the farm economy. Estimated loss per acre for several major row crops in this year are in the hundreds of dollars, continuation of a troubling trend over the last several years. From 2023 to 2025, the losses have been piling up, with the average corn, soybean, and wheat producer accumulating roughly $300 per acre in total losses over the last 3 years. Lawmakers have been weighing the path forward on another emergency assistance package, the Farm Bill 2.0, released on Friday to address certain provisions that weren't included in last year's reconciliation package. There are some opportunities available. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Boozman says that we're in a really serious problem right now. If you're planting something, you're probably losing money. Amy Klobuchar, the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, said margins are tightening due to low prices, high input costs, and it's more important than ever to give farmers a certainty of a farm bill reauthorization. Chairman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, the House Ag Committee Chair, said that if you farm and ranch this year, things are different than what they were in 2018. The fact is that new challenges require new policy. He did release a new farm bill outline last week, with a number on the Democrat side saying it's a non-starter.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed, margins,
productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Monthly surveys are often done asking farmers what their feelings are about the farm economy and where it might be going. Well, one of the places that you can see just raw data is the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Monthly sales of combines and tractors is an indicator of the economy of U.S. agriculture. U.S. sales of combines actually increased in January, with ag tractor sales declining. Sales of combines rose 68% in January compared to the year before, with the total sales of ag tractors declining by just 4.7%. Canadian sales of combines were 447% higher compared to 2025 sales, with total ag tractor sales improving by 8.8% in our northern neighbor. After several months of challenging numbers, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers Vice President Kurt Blaze says it's encouraging to see a modest uptick in combine sales, with overall tractor sales continuing to be soft, indicating the overall state of farm economy, underscoring the need for more certainty in both biofuels and global ag markets. The complete ag tractor and combine reports can be found at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers website. Look for their share statistics page. U.S. report is nominated first.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break. Burt's Lumber is hiring. Burt's is looking for a qualified person to join their team. You must be skilled in customer service. Retail sales experience in the lumber business is a plus. You will have various job requirements. Physical labor is also involved. Saturday and Sunday hours are required. Starting pay will range between $17 and $20 an hour, depending upon experience. The position includes paid vacation and paid holidays. Apply in person to complete an application. Burt's Lumber in Perry is an equal opportunity employer.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets. The symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Family farms across the United States are seeing a lot of financial stress here in mid-February. Rod Bain has the story.
What is the outlook for total farm household income for this year? USDA's latest farm income forecast shows...
At the median, income earned on the farm is low.
Despite a 1.8% increase in median total farm household income in 2025, projected on average to be over $113,000, according to USDA economist Carrie Lukowski. So for 2026...
Total farm household income at the median is forecast to increase 5%, nominally, or almost 3% when adjusted for inflation in 2026.
When factoring in off-farm income sources to total farm household income,
median off-farm income is forecast to increase slightly at 1% in 2026 after adjusting for inflation.
Following a similar year-over-year increase for off-farm income in 2025. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, an impossible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation LifeSafe.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus? Protect your family from the mosquito bites that spread the virus. Use mosquito repellent containing DEET. When possible, wear long sleeves, shirts, and pants. And remove standing water where mosquitoes breed. Fight the bite. Tell mosquitoes to buzz off.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener John Wilkerson. John says there's not an 11th commandment, but if there were, it should probably read like this. Thou shalt pay off thy credit cards every month. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
As the CJ Agribusiness Report continues, it's time for some words of wisdom from the USDA.
Sign-up is now underway for producers and landowners wishing to enroll acreage into USDA's Continuous Conservation Reserve program.
That'll continue on until March the 20th.
And as Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam explains, this is just the start of a series of CRP-related sign-up periods this year.
General enrollment or general CRP sign-up will start on March the 9th, and that will continue on until April the 17th, the grassland CRP. We have not determined the date for that yet, but that date will be forthcoming.
And producers and landowners have several options to consider regarding acreage enrollment for continuous CRP.
Clean lakes, estuaries, and rivers. We call that our CLEAR initiative. CLEAR 30, which is a long-term contract compared to some of our others, that practice will last up to 30 years. And then we have the HEL initiative, and that is for producers and landowners to enroll CRP land and establish long-term cover on the most highly erodible soils. And then we have CREP Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, and that addresses high-priority conservation objectives of states and tribal governments. And then we have State Acres for Wildlife Enhancements, or SAFE.
Sign up for the various Conservation Reserve Program offerings occurs at local Farm Service Agency offices. Those are also the locations to learn more about CRP, with additional details also found online at www.fsa.usda.gov. FSA Administrator Beam adds regarding the enrollment periods.
This year, we only have about 1.9 million acres that are available for CRP enrollment, and that's because of the 27 million acre cap that is statutory. That being said, we're going to be looking at our high priority practices that really deliver us the real and lasting benefits to our soil, water, and wildlife.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We've hit the midway point of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. There's lots of information still ahead, and that includes Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker coming next.
Introducing the new Massey Ferguson 1M Series Compact Tractor. Built for long work days and demanding jobs, it combines rugged durability with unbeatable comfort. Experience an Arx cab, air-suspended seats, and advanced lighting that will keep you going longer. From snow removal to landscaping, the 1M Series powers through any task with ease. Learn more at MasseyFerguson.com or visit Kelly's Garage in Perry.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to Inside Dairy. The dairy industry is experiencing a period of growth in the U.S. at this moment.
Greg Dowd is president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, says one of the road signs is the current boom that is being seen in processing dairy expansion.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of $11 billion in new processing investment in dairy in the United States. And that's 2023 through 2027, plus or minus. So this is the new Hillmar cheese plant in southwest Kansas. This is the new expansion of Chobani in Idaho, the new plant in New York for Chobani. There are all kinds of facilities all over the country, all kinds of different products, new and expansions, $11 billion.
You know, that many might be wondering, is this a turnaround for this dairy industry? Greg Dowd says money does talk.
What it really says is, number one, it's an investment in the U.S. dairy farmer, first and foremost. Second of all, that's because if you look around the world, Europe, New Zealand, wherever else, where is the new growth in dairy coming? It's coming here in the United States. The U.S. dairy industry is really competitive in the world market, and I think this is people putting their money where their mouth is, the fact that that's going to be the case going forward.
And it comes as no surprise that specialized cheeses, high-protein whey, functional yogurts, and lactose-free milk are driven by consumer demand for health, convenience, and premium quality. Companies are investing in processing technology to convert fluid milk into higher-margin items, boosting profitability, improving market visibility, and diversifying the revenue streams. We'll hear more from Dowd as he talks about the whole milk coming up in a moment on Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I gratefully appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy. As last month, the president signing the Healthy Milk for Kids Act marked a major victory for not only kids, but for dairy farmers. We continue hearing from Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, about how he couldn't have been more pleased with the support the bill received in Washington.
We got 100 U.S. senators, unanimous consent support of this. We had a couple holdouts. It was a huge amount of work. Cannot thank Senator Marshall enough for all, and Chairman Bozeman, G.T. Thompson in the House. An unbelievable effort, but we got this done. This is a real big deal for kids and schools.
And the new data does indicate it's also a big deal for embattled dairy farmers.
There has been some analysis by, I won't name them, but they're one of the biggest purveyors of milk in schools in America. Their estimate is that it'll take somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 million to implement this. Because, you know, whole milk costs a little bit more than skim milk. So, you know, we're talking about a penny or two. But soaking up that fat in that whole milk versus 1% in terms of demand, the calculation is that that could add $2 billion to the milk checks of U.S. dairy farmers.
And as the excitement will continue to build, not only from the perspective of what this means for the dairy industry, Dowd stresses, though, it really, in the end of the day, is all about the kids and their nutrition.
This, nutritionally, this is a huge deal. Anybody that grew up on a farm understands this. We understand that this is a far superior product. And, you know, we're thrilled to finally get this fixed after all these years and get this change. We're righting a historic wrong in terms of feeding our kids in this country.
Thoughts on the future of the dairy industry coming today from President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, Greg Dowd. And this is Inside Dairy.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the closing market report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork Report and Daryl Anderson.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
One ag economic indicator suggests pessimism is spreading across farm country. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer is a monthly survey of 400 farmers across the U.S. to gauge their economic perceptions. Purdue ag economist Michael Langemeyer says the January survey took quite a dive from December.
There's actually, I think, several potential reasons. One of those is the news coming out of the January WASD was not positive, particularly for corn. They actually increased the U.S. yield by half a bushel, and they also increased the harvested acres, increasing the stocks to use up to about 13.5%. There's also more negativity regarding exports, and the indices related to financial performance were more negative this month than they were in December.
Langemeyer says farmers were asked whether they expected good times or bad in the next 5 years.
The percentage that indicated good times dropped sharply, from 46% to 34%. The percentage that said bad times went from 24% to 46%, so a very large percentage that indicated they thought agriculture was going to have bad times in the next 5 years.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, rain, mainly before 5 p.m., areas of dense fog before 8 a.m. with a high near 34. Tonight, a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 29. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 43. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 33 degrees.
American Cattle News. USDA out with their projections for 2026. More after this.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat.
It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Dr. Mark Jackanowski with USDA's World Ag Outlook Board.
For 2026, you see an increase in beef production this month. This reflects the information from the cattle report that was released January 30th. Now, as you might recall, the cattle report showed overall tighter cattle supplies, but it also showed higher supplies of cattle outside feedlots waiting to be placed. So that 190 million pound increase in beef production reflects cattle that are currently being placed in feedlots. In the first half of this year, it will become beef in the second half of this year. Pork broilers and turkey, small adjustments there just based on truing up to recent slaughter data. For pork, we're looking at higher production for the first half of the year. Broilers and turkey, those adjustments are based on just the first quarter of this year. Prices, steer prices up strongly this month. We raised our forecast $4.50 per hundredweight, increased our price forecast for all four quarters of 2026 just based on those tight supplies. Hogs as well, we increased $2.25 per hundredweight, reflecting what we're observing is strong pork demand and also support from those very high beef prices, providing some support to pork demand and hog prices as well. No change in our broiler price forecast this month. Turkey price, we raised 1.3 cents per pound, just reflecting an increase in the first quarter price based on recent data.
American Cattle News.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4444. 11 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Tuesday. Corn futures in the red with March off 5.5 at 426 and a quarter. May was down 6 and a quarter at 435 and three quarters. December down 4.5 at 460. March beans were up 1 at 1134. May up a quarter to 1148 and three quarters. New crop November up 4 at 1117 and a half. In Chicago, March wheat off 11 at 537 and three quarters. May was down 6 to 542 and a half. In Minneapolis, the spring wheat was down 3.5 to 568 and a quarter on the March contract. May down 4 at 580. Hard red winter, March down 3 3/4, 538 3/4. May was off 3 1/4 to 550 1/2. Cotton futures in the red, March down 59 points at 61.52. May down 49 to 63.64. And July off 45 at 65.37. Back in Chicago, April live cattle up 217.5 to 242.80. June up 230 to 238.45. And August up 215 to 235.87.5. March feeders up 482.5 to 370.97.5. April up 437.5 to 367.82.5. May up 437.5 to 363.80. April lean hogs were up $1.02.5 at 92.30. May up 102.5 to 96.32.5. June up 130 at 105.85. March class 3 milk up a nickel 15.93. April up 17 to 16.49. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate March contract off 56 at 62.33. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 32 to 49,533. NASDAQ up 31 to 22,578. The S&P up 7 at 68,43.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.